Focus on catching criminals. UK police criticized after ordering public to not miss Gunder trans pedophile. By Peter Catalan, September 28, 2022. The central UK government got involved after a regional police force attracted attention for demanding the public not miss Gunder, a transgender pedophile convicted abusing of 7 children. Members of the general public were ordered by the Sussex police on Tuesday not to target the sexual identity of a trans pedophile convicted of abusing 7 children. The force has since retracted the order after criticism from the country's new Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, who said police forces should focus on catching criminals and not denying biology. According to a report on the matter by The Times, the police force wrote on social media that comments about convicted pedophile Sally Ann Dixon, who previously went by John, were not to be tolerated. Dixon is reported as being found guilty of 30 historic offences against children ranging from age 6 to 15, being sentenced to 20 years in prison. Sussex police do not tolerate any hateful comments towards their gender identity regardless of crimes committed. The force wrote on social media, describing such a gender identity as being irrelevant to the crime that has been committed and investigated. It reportedly went on to tell one netizen that if they had so-called gender-critical views, that they should express their opinions on other platforms. The statements were met by outrage from many online, culminating with UK Secretary Suella Braverman criticising the force for playing identity politics. Sussex police have done well to put a dangerous criminal behind bars, the Tory party politician wrote online. But they've got it wrong by playing identity politics and denying biology, she continued, before saying that they should instead focus on catching criminals and not policing pronouns. The police force then proceeded to delete their original tweets, before putting up a statement apologizing for their comments, which they described as being inconsistent with our usual style of engagement, a move that Braverman welcomed. "I acknowledge and thank Sussex Police for their swift apology and retraction," she said. "The best police officers focus on solving crimes and supporting victims, not political correctness." Seemingly as a result of radical sexual politics that now appears endemic in British institutions, there has been a systematic push to have the so-called gender identity recognized, even sometimes at the expense of their victims. For example, the UK government only recently conceded that it was a bad idea to house transgender male prisoners with women after a number of incidents involving such prisoners having sexual relations, consensual and otherwise, with fellow inmates. To make matters worse, under UK law, prisoners who refused to recognise the preferred gender of their fellow inmates ran the risk of being disciplined, up to and including having their prison term extended. Such pro-transgenderism sentiment is not just prominent within the UK's justice system, however, with the state-owned BBC also frequently championing transgender ideology in its reporting. This attitude resulted in the broadcaster editing a statement made by a rape victim about their transgender attacker, with the news agency replacing all instances where the woman used male pronouns to gender-neutral ones so as to not misgender them. One feminist campaigner described the move as being really unethical and disrespectful to the victim, labeling it a form of gaslighting for a woman who has already been through sexual violence. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.